Hello and welcome to another edition of People Helping People. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry.
Yes, good to be back.
Our new home on Bali 92.3. We hope everyone's having a good day thus far, and we appreciate you tuning in. There's been some new people that have been brought to our show, Larry, because obviously being on a new signal on FM radio is bringing us some new audience and new younger audience members. And I'm finding it's expanding. A lot of people reaching out to be on the show just off of our our one show that played back a couple times. Exciting stuff.
You played it back twice. Why? So you could hear yourself?
No, because you were ill last week.
Oh, that's right. I had surgery.
You're recovering from surgery.
Yeah, sinus surgery.
So because of that, we just repeated the old show.
We don't want to do that again, do we?
We try not to, but occasionally we have to replay an old show because our lives get in the way.
That's true.
For those who have never tuned into People Helping People before, the show is essentially an opportunity for you and I to get together and invite people into the studio that normally wouldn't have the opportunity to reach masses of people at one time. So we use our platform for nonprofits and people that are doing really good things in the community, especially in the Bay Area. But it goes beyond that, of course.
Way beyond that.
But we've made it a point for now almost 3 years to highlight the people that are doing really, really great things but don't necessarily have the money, the backing, or the leverage to get their voice heard by tons of people or thousands and thousands of people, which we're hoping this show will continue
hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, in the Bay Area especially.
Millions.
Something goes viral these days, like I really only need about a few hundred people to listen or hear something.
To get it out.
And then if they get it to their friends, and then they, it's like a good joke. They say it gets around the world in less than 40 minutes.
A bad reputation.
But like your reputation.
No,
exactly.
A bad reputation.
Oh, yeah, bad. So what we like to
You're bad.
For the years we did this show on our other radio station, we would always, I'd say once a month. I shouldn't say always. Once a month, we would highlight some of the nonprofit things happening in the community. And seeing as we don't have a guest in studio this weekend, we're actually going to highlight some of those nonprofits and then let you know that next week we have a special guest, and then the following week we will. You'll start noticing we bring people in and open some new relationships for our listeners and also give you the opportunity, our listener, to tell us about what you got going on or somebody you know that might be doing something.
Yeah, it seems like we have to start all over again, huh?
It does, but it's not really the way it is.
I know, but it just seems that way.
It feels
that
way.
I mean, we're carrying people back from where we were before and to where we are now.
Yeah.
And then we, like you said, we have a lot of new listeners that will be hearing us now, which is a good thing.
I'm excited for the year to come. I'm excited because this is the time of year generally where people start setting things up. Summertime.
True.
Generally, kids are off from school.
Right.
Families go on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of down months, but it's planning now for the next phase, right? For the school year and such.
Yeah.
And for when autumn comes. And that's when you'll really see the nonprofits kick up their work.
Exactly.
Right at the beginning of the school year and then through Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Or Christmas.
Or even Christmas. Yeah, it kind of stops around right before Christmas,
Yeah, but they want to get things up to Christmas, especially around Christmas because of the holidays and because of what Christmas is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the spirit of giving, obviously, Thanksgiving always kind of... I don't know if it is subconscious or conscious that people start to think, I need to do some nice things. Maybe
I think it's all about food.
Yeah, but think about it. A lot of the food banks do food drops.
Yeah, they do. They
soup
do.
Soup kitchens, and they have, like, people volunteer to go feed homeless and things.
Yeah.
And in this
it starts at Thanksgiving. There's no doubt about that.
We see more homelessness than the average city or the average state. Especially where we are here in the Bay Area.
True.
It's a plague, essentially. And we have seen firsthand how quickly people can go from being secure to being completely insecure and out of their home and on the streets. It's a scary thing.
It is.
Because we've seen it happen with techies and really successful business people right here in the hub of Silicon Valley.
Yeah, well, look what happened with .com.
You know, remember that?
True. Yeah, the .com boom
and crashed here.
Just crashed.
And everything went to pot.
Yeah, and if you look at like downtown San Jose, in that time when the .com boom happened, they started building up the city.
Exactly.
And then it went basically dark for several years after the crash.
It did. It took a long time.
Yeah. And even now, it's still, the city itself is doing well, but if you go there on a Friday or Saturday night, there's no one there, and it's mostly because no one lives in the city. They outpriced the average citizen here,
exactly.
And they're afraid to pay that much money to live in the downtown.
Yep.
So therefore, there's no one there.
I'm glad where I live. I like it.
Yeah, you're in a great spot.
I am.
Moscato. So actually, we are all in a great spot. We're lucky to be here. So let me go over the list. We'll kind of sift through some of the highlights.
Okay.
What's happening for those of you that want to get involved? Maybe this is the time for you to do that. One coming up very soon, actually, July 25th, which is, I believe, a week from the past Tuesday. So it's probably this coming Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? 25th?
Let's see. Next Tuesday.
Okay. Soul Cycle, which there is one in Los Gatos by you, Lair, by the way. They're doing a charity ride for Smash, which Soul Cycle is like a bike riding place. You go in, it's like an exercise bike, but they do classes and they kind of simulate races and going through like courses. It's really awesome. And it's a heavy workout. One of the coolest ways to work out. My wife loves it. She loves doing it.
I don't need to work out.
You are in pretty good shape. Soul Cycle San Mateo is donating their studio, and ride instructor Steve Stokes. Steph Stokes, excuse me, donating her time to lead a SurveyMonkey private Soul Cycle ride Tuesday, July 25th at 4:30. They're raising money for SMASH, Summer Math and Science Honors Academy, provide free of cost, STEM-intensive college preparatory program and underrepresented high school students of color. That is July 25th, 4 o'clock, Soul Cycle. So just go to soulcycle.com. It's the San Mateo studio that's doing this. So if you're in that area, it's recommended. It's for a good cause. Just something. You ever heard of that Soul Cycle?
I haven't. And that's where my best friend lives, actually, up there.
You have to check out the one by you, even if you just go see the setup, but it's a hell of a workout. You can leave there beat up.
I could do that in my sleep.
Yeah, you know how they have spin classes and stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't need that stuff.
All right.
Look at my body.
I forget. You really are a specimen.
I see that.
That's what I deal with. Saturday, July 29th, the Sri Shankara Cancer Foundation.
Sorry, he's not used to talking.
The Sri Shankara Cancer Foundation Telugu Karaoke Event, 6 p.m. at San Ramon Senior Center, which is at 9300 Alcosta Boulevard in San Ramon, California.
Okay.
It's a karaoke event. I happen to know.
You'd be good at karaoke.
I'm not a big karaoke guy, but we've done several events over the years here for karaoke. And I happen to know several of our listeners are huge karaoke fans.
Okay.
And they will do anything. Matter of fact, when we did one at the Matrix Casino
a couple years back,
I think it was our Diwali event, we had a line of like 70 people waiting to do karaoke, and the minute one would finish, they would go right to the back of the line, and that was all they did. They just kept cycling through. So we would have been there until 4 a.m. until we finally had to stop them going back because we couldn't get, we literally ran out of songs. Unbelievable.
I wish I could do that. I'm too shy.
People love karaoke. I can't imagine you not being able to get up and sing Frank Sinatra.
You've got a point.
You love him.
I do. Well, I did.
Well, in any case, the Telugu karaoke event, Sri Shankara Cancer Foundation, 6 p.m. San Ramon. Again, the number if you want to get in touch with them to be involved and go, 650-930-6975. 650-930-6975. Next, September 11th at 9 a.m., there's a 9/11 Hero Salute charity golf tournament, which is awesome, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about this. I'm glad somebody just sent me the information to get the word out. So the Tracy Golf and Country Club. So Tracy's way out there.
Yep.
Near where it is, our buddy Brad is.
Yep.
Tracy Firefighters Charity is basically the reasoning and why they're doing this. It's a spectacular golf event filled with food, raffle prizes, trophies, tons of fun. They call it Chipping In for Charity. And again, it's the 9/11 Hero Salute Charity Golf Tournament for the Tracy Firefighters. You can call them to find out more about it. You want to get on the golf tournament? I'm not exactly sure how much it is. I don't have that in front of me. 209-740-6503. Do you play golf?
No.
Have you ever played golf?
I stabbed at it a couple of times, but it was I never really got into it. My brother did, but I never did.
I think it's a good look. If you do like golf, some people play golf every week. My dad plays twice a week. And some people I know.
I had a friend who's no longer with us, but he would play 7 days a week.
Really?
7 days a week. Yeah.
I think if I was retired and I had a good grip on the game, I would play a couple of days a week. I don't think I could ever. Even if it's something I love insanely, I don't think I could do it 7 days.
Every time
a week.
He came home, he'd be talking about his game, you know, or we're over there for a
barbecue.
He
was probably amazing, too, because you play that much, you're good.
He was a retired commercial air pilot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't play often. I used to play when I was a kid. I was in the golf team in high school just so I could learn it.
Right.
And I enjoyed it up until about 25, and then I stopped. I just really, as life got busier, I stopped, and only playing once or twice a year for several years really didn't help sharpen my game. So now I've played probably once in the last 3 years. I struggle with it. I should be better than I am. But I will say, as I get older, I probably will take it up more because it is relaxing. It's nice to get out early.
It is.
And play.
I mean, it's really nice out on the course, and that I really liked. But what I really do like to do, and I do, is like go and have their Sunday brunch.
It's great. Yeah.
After church, I'll go to like Cinnabar.
Do you put on your polo shirt, and you know how they have to wear the collared shirts and the pleated golf pants?
I see them walking around that way. Yeah,
they let you in there without it, huh?
I'm not there. I'm not a member. I just go to have breakfast.
All right. I thought it was only like you had to pretend.
No, you don't have to be.
Well, in any case, if you like golf,
I look like I'm a golf pro.
You do have a golf look.
I do.
For sure.
Well, yeah.
Especially if you wear those
tan
kind of,
and
you know those, what are they called? Paisley, not paisley pants, like the checkered pants that the golfers wear.
I'm sorry, I don't wear those pants.
You know what I'm talking about, the high
socks?
Yeah,
I do, yeah.
I could totally die if I saw you walk in wearing those
not
clothes.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, the traditional 40s golfer look.
Not
like going to
happen.
Anyway, if you're a golfer, it's a good cause, and it's a reason to get out on the course.
Yeah,
it's always
a
good reason.
For sure.
Going back a week or so before that, 2 weeks before that, I'm sorry, I'm out of order. Saturday, August 26th at 7 a.m., Ride for Diabetes. I'm trying to get them on the show. Because this is a really nice one.
We've been wanting to do that for a long time.
Yeah, and we've had several people on talking about diabetes in the past.
Yeah.
It's at De Anza College in Cupertino. They're advancing research, treatment, and cure for diabetes with the funds from this, of course. The money you raise for Ride for Diabetes will fund critical diabetes research, information programs, and advocacy efforts supporting 30 million children and adults in the U.S. with diabetes and 86 million with prediabetes. This is ride4diabetes.org at De Anza College in Cupertino. Go to ridefordiabetes.org to find out about this because you should get involved. This is a really, really good event. I think it's been several years they've been doing it now. We're trying to get somebody on to talk about it on the air in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with that. I was just thinking when you were talking about that, Sherry Higgs with Drivers for Survivors. What, doesn't she have something coming up here?
Sherry did. I thought
Higgs.
So, too.
Yeah, I thought I saw something on Facebook the other day, which I have not been on for a while, really. But I thought she posted something up there, something coming up. I don't know. Anyway, she's with Drivers for Survivors.
Yeah, and Sherry's a great gal.
Awesome.
And one of the more driven people you'll ever meet.
She's like on fire, huh? She
really is amazing. Yeah. Such a good soul.
Yeah.
But let's just say, hopefully we'll have somebody on the air to talk about that event.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even delve back into the diabetes. I just read a great article about how they think they've found a cure for diabetes, like type A diabetes, type 1 diabetes.
I don't know. What's the difference? I mean,
type 1 is you're born with it.
Yeah.
The ones you really, it's not,
and you grow
really
out
not
of it,
manageable.
Kinda.
The ones that are type 2 are the people that get it because of their diet at an older age. Sometimes it happens when people get too heavy and they have too much sugar in their diet, then they become pre-diabetic, and then they become diabetic. But if you're born with it, it's essentially a problem. You know, you give yourself the injections.
Oh, it's not something that you grow out of when you get older?
No, you can't grow out of diabetes. There's no
cure. Kind of like with asthma, you do.
Right.
Okay.
Because what happens, it's essentially your body doesn't regulate your
insulin.
Sugar, your insulin.
Yeah.
So most people who are born with it deal with it their whole lives.
Okay.
They give themselves the injections and such.
Right.
But for those that have pre-diabetes and end up, they usually don't have to inject themselves. Usually it's just a medication of sorts, a pill. But regardless, they think they found a cure for type 1, which is crazy. There's still a lot of talk and there are a lot of things that have to happen in order to find out if it really is going to be effective.
So one would be the childhood one?
The ones who were born with it, which is a really big deal. Yeah. Well, I mean, if they cure that, they'll be able to figure out how to cure the other.
You would think so.
But in any case, I don't want to talk too much. I don't have it in front of me. I read an article. I should educate myself, but I'd like to ask questions to somebody who has
it. Yeah, typically you know that's taboo on this show. We don't talk about anything we're not really educated about.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, unless we're just giving
our thoughts. You're speaking out of line there.
But I do want to know more about this, and I feel like asking somebody who has a breadth of knowledge of diabetes might be able to give us some insight as to whether this is real.
Why didn't you ask me?
Well, you have it?
No.
Oh, you clearly have no insight on it. You didn't even know
what type 1 was. No, but you didn't know until I said no.
Jeez. All right, so our next event, Wednesday, August 30th, is the Downtown Walnut Creek Business. They're doing a event marketing workshop. The reason I bring this up is because this is heavily recommended for people who are starting nonprofits or are a nonprofit looking to do events. This gives you insight and how you can help yourself, and not only that, but have people who might be able to help your event.
That's smart.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Especially for those that are doing the nonprofit
stuff.
And
we have lots of those.
How to manage your events, big and small. The event's Wednesday, August 30th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Regis in downtown Walnut Creek. It's the second floor there, and it's located at 2121 North California Boulevard in Walnut Creek. A special event. Enjoy drinks, snacks, and from their sponsor. But you do have to pay, I believe, 10 or 20 at the door, cash only. Perfect for nonprofits. If you want events, RSVP information, go to walnut-creek.event-marketing-workshop.com. I know that's a
man.
Lot. Just search
that's
Walnut
like
Creek
huge.
Marketing Workshop and you'll get it.
And good luck.
There's no other way. This is the website they gave me, so
wow,
I have to.
That's worse than mine.
It's crazy, yeah.
That's
too much.
Mine's, you know what mine is. Of course you do. What is it?
What, Bellissimo?
Yeah. What is it?
It's something crazy.
This guy and I have been working with each other for going on 3 years, right?
How many
would you ever know that?
Bellissimo.
Go ahead.
What is the rest? I don't know.
That's it?
It's just Bellissimo.com?
Bellissimo. Say you're Italian.
Bellissimo. I'm saying it right,
okay.
But go ahead.
Architectural finishes.
Oh, that's actually not that bad. Bellissimo Architectural Finishes.
www.infrenton.com
yeah,
at the end.
You don't have to do that.
I know.
But the best thing to do, I always tell this, instead of worrying about giving, I tell clients this all the time, don't give out phone numbers. Just tell people a website or Google. Just know the company name and Google it, because sometimes websites can get so confusing, especially if there's numbers involved or any slang, like about the one I'm going to give you in a minute. There's a website that has like a weird spelling, and it's like the average person would never think to type this in.
And they can't remember because it's weird.
Yeah. So let me give you this one.
Okay.
October 7th. Actually, it's October 7th and 8th, but San Jose Rock and Roll Series are doing this very interesting ALS event. So Roger Craig, who used to be a 49er, you remember that name?
Yeah.
Super Bowl champion, three-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Will join Team Challenge ALS at the Rock and Roll San Jose Half Marathon October 8th. They're running for Roger's former teammate, Dwight Clark, who's a legend in the San Francisco football circles. He was diagnosed with ALS March of 2017. So Roger and his team are going to raise $87,000, because his number was 87, Dwight Clark. They're going to raise $87,000 during this event. You get a charity bib. The participant commits to raising $500. If you already have your own entry to San Jose Rock and Roll, you can register as a Classic Warrior. To give you an idea of how to do this, there's no minimum fundraising amount for Classic Warriors. If you aren't able to run, you could still support ALS, obviously, but this is a good opportunity to do something, an event. And if you're a football fan, then and especially if you're a Niners fan, you got two legends, and I'm sure there'll be more appearing as well.
Yeah, I have a buddy there.
They're encouraging runners of all levels to sign up. Again, it's October 7th and 8th. It's a half marathon. There's a 10K and a 5K. The races conclude with a headliner concert and festival in downtown San Jose. It's free for all runners and spectators. That's going to be a great day, October 7th and 8th.
And the name of the website?
RunRockAndRoll.com. But it's spelled RUNROCK, the letter N, rockandroll.com. So rockandroll.com.
Okay, because it's just abbreviated.
So. Yeah, like rock and roll with an N, but it's just a little confusing if you wouldn't know any better.
I guess.
That's a great event. And it's, by the way, I didn't mention this. It's at Santa Clara Street at North Almaden Avenue, to give you an idea. So you
know right
know.
Where
so
is.
Not far from the arena.
Yeah.
And that's where they start pretty much all the marathons, right on that street there of road. So anyway, so that's what's coming up in the nonprofit sectors. Like I said, we have several lined up to be coming in.
Yeah, so let's talk about them.
So I was contacted by some for the first time. Can you believe we've never had any pet adoption?
I was looking at you when you CC'd me on that.
Right? Like, you know, when how many cats are in these shelters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shelter cats. Dogs, too. But cats, because they just seem to...
Well, they're not people. Maybe that has something to do with it. It's the people helping people.
Yeah, but it's
not
true.
Not cats.
But people love their pets. I'm a cat guy. I have three cats.
But I'm just joking when I say that.
But dogs, too, are the same thing. I mean,
No, I mean, a lot of people... A lot more than don't actually have animals, dogs or cats. My daughter has two cats and a German Shepherd, and my daughter-in-law has a cat now.
Do they adopt?
The two cats my daughter adopted, the German Shepherd they bought.
Okay. Well, I'm a firm believer in if you want a pet, go to the shelters.
I am too.
Because there are people that breed dogs and they sell them for crazy costs.
That's absolutely
and I understand
right.
There's a reason, pure breeds and all this such.
Yeah.
But when you go to these shelters, you can find some amazing animals, young, old.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a pet owner or you're a former pet owner and you lost your pet and you just want companionship. Sometimes it's even good to go to a dog that's like 4, 5, 6 years old, a little more well behaved, a little more mellow. You don't get as much rambunctiousness, also because a lot of those aged animals end up either being euthanized or they spend their whole lives in a
it's terrible.
Shelter
I was just joking when I said that earlier.
No, of course, I know.
But seriously, you know, you are helping people out when you help an animal, and in that animal helps that person out that they're with. I mean, they've done so many studies on how therapeutic animals are with people.
Yeah,
they're just very therapeutic.
So loyal,
very loyal. Of course, a lot of people would rather have an animal in their life than a human being.
Yeah, it's pretty true.
For a lot of reasons, I see why.
Yeah,
but they are in this. Just I mean, I was looking at pictures of my daughter's cats and her dog. He's got his feet are huge and his ears are huge. He looks like a deer, but he's a German Shepherd, and it's just adorable to see what they do. The cats and the dog, they play. It's so
amazing
cute.
How they adapt to one another.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the thing that I get sad about is when you see, and I watch a lot of shows about it. As a matter of fact, there's a show called My Cat from Hell. And
really?
People who have troubles with their cats, you know?
A reality show with everything for everything now.
Yeah, it's a great show for people who own cats. But, you know, a lot of these are cats that were taken off the street, and sometimes they're a bit feral. Or they seem to be, but they talk about the statistics and it's scary because there are more stray cats out there than anything.
Yeah,
and a lot of times it's because people don't spay or neuter their cats, and then they end up literally out, and then the indoor outdoor cats that are just they're constantly reproducing, and then there's no way to find all these cats' homes.
Yeah,
because of this. There's an ongoing issue, especially here in the Bay Area. There's a lot of outdoor cats in the South Bay, and our friend who will be coming in next week, Samantha, is going to talk about.
Are you sure it's next week?
Well, I believe it is next week.
Okay.
Yeah, unless
I wouldn't say that.
Well, it's just a matter of whether you're going to be here or not. So either next week.
If I'm going to be here, you're not going to have her, and if I'm not here, you will have her.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That figures, huh?
So. But this will be great because it'll be the first time we're really going to allow ourselves the opportunity to not only find out the true statistics and what they see on the shelter side, but also give people who are listening an opportunity to hear about, you know, how dire the situation is for all pets, specifically cats, and what we can all do to chip in and help. Maybe it is just simply adopting a cat.
I got a story.
Fostering a cat. Yes. What's up?
It's not fostering a cat. No. When I was a child, I was kind of mischievous. So across the street, there was this cat that had a litter of kittens, and I was walking through the neighbor's yard. Back then, we didn't have fences. And I heard this meow. So I looked in the bush, and there was this little gray kitten.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought it home to my house, and our cat had a litter. And so I put it with our cat. And then my mom said, "Where did that happen? I mean, where did that come from?" And I said, "She had another cat." She said she had her litter 2 weeks ago. I said, "Well, she had another cat, Mom. It's another cat." So she called the newspapers, and the newspapers did a little human interest story. Is that what they call them? A couple paragraphs, and they headlined it, "Delayed Reaction." So I never did tell my mother that wasn't the cat.
Really?
No, I never did.
Oh,
so I was,
man.
Yep.
They just didn't have any. Did you ever have the urge to say something?
No.
No?
No.
That was the cat. I took in a stray cat, a baby stray cat, years and years ago,
yeah.
And I never had a cat in my life.
Yeah.
And I never had really any pets growing up. But I took in this cat because it was so cute, and it was cold, it was wintertime, and
It
was probably not even a month old. And it wound up being a very poorly behaved kitten. Just destroying my apartment and my house. And unfortunately, I couldn't keep it. I couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah.
I did find somebody who was willing to take the cat. And that was when I was young and dumb. I probably would have done more to try and figure out how to help the cat and how to let it adapt, because I did take in a stray. But I did find somebody who was willing to do it and did all that. Thank God. But I've gotten older, I would never have done that. I would have never brought it back to somebody or given it to somebody else. I would have never done that.
What would you have done?
I would have properly gotten...
Disposed of it?
No, I would have probably had some... I would... Come on, Larry. In today's age, you're going to say that on the air in this show? Oh, my God. Essentially, I would probably... go work with somebody, or go find somebody who's a professional who would know how to.
Of course you would.
Because there's a way to work with them and not tame them per se, but coexist.
Well, there
with
is
them.
Now, but you know that that didn't used to always be that way.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard to find a good home for an animal, any animal really, and they did used to always euthanize them.
Euthanize.
But
yeah,
now they don't do that.
Sad how many times they, after a certain amount of years in the shelter, they'll do that with dogs.
It is. It's very sad. And you see a lot of pictures, huh? You see pictures of cats and especially dogs.
You ever watch TV late at night and then they show those infomercials that are like 4 minutes? It's in a regular commercial break and they'll show all the sick dogs and the ones in the shelters.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, Lord. Right. You want to talk about depressing.
That's why you always come to work with it. You're always down. I always have to cheer you up.
Well, I mean, that's
why I always
pull your chain. I usually change the channel. I don't sit and watch those because they're heavy.
Well, this is why I'm here. One of the reasons I'm here.
I know.
People helping people.
Well, if anybody was curious as to why we bicker so much, you get to see it. Larry comes in here. I was so happy he did so well after he had his surgery last week. You look great.
I feel great.
And you're right back to your old shenanigans again.
Yeah, I am.
Unbelievable.
I felt terrible for over a year.
We want to thank everyone for listening,
yes.
But I also want to thank you for gutting it out this week after only a week recovery time.
A week's recovery.
You look great.
Thank you for that, by the way.
I'm happy you're doing better.
And thank you for thinking about me when I forgot that I told you that.
Oh, yeah. I was going to text you during the day earlier in the day last Monday. I just felt bad that I might be interrupting the surgeon. I didn't want
that. Yeah,
to
you don't
up.
Want to do that when he's working
the
close to
vibrates.
My brain.
Yeah, if it's the phone's vibrating or
and
something.
And by the way, the infection was very close, just underneath my eye. So
it was near your brain then.
Yes.
God, no wonder what's been affecting you all this time. Now I know. It all makes sense.
Well, I was dreading this. I was putting it off and putting it off. I did not want
to
do it.
I had the same thing. I was putting off my tooth thing a while there, and it got to the point. Eventually, it forced its way.
Oh, me too.
And then I had no choice. We both did.
At the same time.
We allow real life to get in the way of our necessary procedures.
True.
But I'm glad it's over with.
Thank you.
And hopefully you're on the mend and you don't have any other issues for a long time.
I certainly hope not.
Want to thank everybody for listening to us. And for those who are just tuning in, People Helping People is here every week, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We'll tell people to go to our website if you want to find out, peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com, right?
Yeah, it's we'd like to hear your input. You know, if you listen to the show, you can always, just email us back. We also have a website.
You can email us right through the website.
Yep, exactly. So we'd love to hear your opinions and everything and your feedback because like we've always said, if you weren't out there helping us, then we wouldn't have a show. So thank you for that.
And you could easily go to our website and or Facebook page and just, if you're looking to get in touch with us, just put your info out there or send an email through the website. It'll always, if you mention People Helping People, it's going to come to me.
People Helping People Radio?
No, I'm saying if you go to our website, Bali, 92.3 FM.com.
Right. I keep forgetting that. We've changed.
Yeah, so you could actually go there and just send contact email there, and it'll go, just as long as you mention this show or that you're a nonprofit, it'll come to me. And we are always encouraging that, so get in touch with us so we can have you on the show, or at least we can hear about what you have to say.
Absolutely.
In an event or otherwise. Yep. Anyway, thank you again. Larry, we'll see you next week, I hope.
Yep.
I hope. I'm going to have to get you here. And thanks so much for listening to our show, People Helping People, on Bali 92.3 FM.